back to the Power Hour. We're taking your calls and answering your questions about everything.
This is the exact same show we were listening to last night.
Performance, troubleshooting, emissions, new technology, and more. Call us now at 888-8-ROAD-DOG.
Welcome back. We're going to get right back to the phone calls. But before we do, I hadn't thought about this much. John?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are the requirements for gauges on an electric vehicle?
Ethan might be better at that. And you want to look at load and how much voltage is left in the battery. I'll go around the grid and around our Tesla, see how far we could go on a charge. So.
Hypermilers.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. Yeah. I'm just wondering if I should be developing a new scan gauge or something. But
absolutely.
See, the thing is. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. It seems like because it's all electronic, it would be so easy to add a gauge.
Yeah. So my
dad
sister
is probably already all there.
My sister's got a new Porsche Cayenne hybrid, and this thing rips. I mean, you've got the gasoline engine that's already strong, but not as strong as the high horse, and then they've got another 200 or so horsepower, I think, with the electric. And it's a beast, but it's got a gauge, right? So it's got this screen that tells you when you're charging, when you're doing this. So you play with your foot, and you can drive it like you're driving off of a boost gauge. Like you could say, okay, I'm making energy now. You know, you could watch and pay attention to what you're doing and have fun with that. But yeah,
as
we've talked before, your next scan gauge needs to just be an app.
You're right. It really does. There's no question. But again, this is one of those things that I would think a company like Tesla is all over this. If you need to see data, it's probably showing it to you already.
It's there, yeah. It's all there.
Yeah. Because all the data is there. They're using it in all of their algorithms. So showing it would not be any big deal for a manufacturer, and these vehicles are so simple already that you're just not adding much to it, huh? All right, interesting. Let's get to some phone calls and find out what it is you want to talk about. We're off to Ohio. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. You sound like, there you go, much better. What's on your mind today?
I've got a question. I have an ISX. I have 870,000 miles on it. It's the bigger ISX, the 565 horse. And I was thinking about putting new rods and moving to this thing. But it runs great. I get about 31, 32 on the oil pressure.
Dave, are you with me?
Ohio Dave. Where's Ohio Dave?
Oh, boy. He waited a long time, too. Let's go to South Carolina. Donald, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good. What's on your mind today?
How the hell are you?
I got a 2002 Freightliner Century. It's got a Detroit engine in it, 60 series, and it's got a Meritor transmission.
Yeah, I've got that Meritor.
I'm sorry.
Our fuel mileage leader has got a Meritor transmission, so watch it.
I know, but I had my worst ever maintenance experience in all the years I've been owning trucks. My worst ever maintenance experience was with that transmission.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, well, go fuck yourself.
I spent $15,000 over a year trying to get it fixed. The dealer claimed they spent another $15,000 that they never charged me for, and we all gave up on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, back to yours. I'm sorry. Sorry we get distracted there.
Don't mind me.
Now it's your story.
Right. On this transmission, I got $1,300,000 on it.
Hell fucking yeah.
But the,
million miles.
Happened to, a friend of mine was driving a truck and it didn't come out of gear, so I just had it brought back to the house. But my question was, can I trade that transmission for an Eaton Puller?
Probably not.
No?
I have to stay with the Meritor?
Well, I don't think they'll take it, but you could try. Call Western.
What I was saying, was my engine can I change that in my engine? I don't care about
yeah, it'll bolt right in. Yeah, there's no difference on your truck. There's no physical reason you can't put an Eaton Fuller
right
in there.
Right, that's what I would say.
Going to get that Eaton Fuller.
You may have to modify a drive shaft or something, but other than that, you're fine. It'll bolt in.
Let me tell you, that is the exact problem mine had. It would lock into a gear and not come out. And it would almost always happen when you were going down the road in top gear. It would lock into that gear.
Goddamn.
Nothing you could do would get it out of that gear. So as long as you could keep going down the highway in top gear, you were okay. But when you had to stop, you were screwed. It wouldn't downshift. It would not come back out of that gear. And we fought it for 3 months. And like I said, somewhere between $15,000 and $30,000. And we still don't think we ever solved the problem. I got rid of the truck.
Yeah, I like my truck. It's got what I need in it.
Rearrange underneath it.
Get under there, scatter a mess.
You have to do some modification, but it shouldn't be hard. It should bolt right up. Ethan, what's the ECM? What's going to happen there?
Yeah.
Okay, so typically when you switch an auto shift to a manual transmission, you're going to need to tell the ECM that it now has a manual transmission. And after that, you're also going to have to rewire the starter circuit. Because it has a lockout circuit built into the TCM, which is the transmission control unit.
Yeah.
And it prevents the truck from starting with the key until it's rewired.
Both these are 10 speed. I mean, what I'm going to put back in and what I'm taking out.
It doesn't matter. It's the auto shift that locks it out.
Is it an auto shift? Your 10 speed?
No.
Your Meritor is an auto shift?
It's 10 speed.
Oh, okay. So then you can just swap them out.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah.
They call it a G platform.
Okay. Is that a 10 direct? Is that on the direct top gear?
Yes.
The hell are you talking about?
Oh, that's a great transmission. I'm sorry you're having a problem with it.
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is?
Our friction reduction stuff on it. There's nothing inside of there. I'm surprised that you're having a problem like that. That is one of the simplest transmissions I've ever looked inside of.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure we're on the same page here. Is this current Meritor transmission an auto shift or not?
No.
It's not. And it won't come out of gear?
No.
Well, that is odd. Now, I'm going to take back everything I said because mine was an auto shift and all of the problems had to do with the auto shift.
Yeah, why don't you keep your goddamn mouth shut next time?
Nothing had anything to do with the physical transmission itself.
Yeah, that Meritor 10 is one of the simplest, the most straightforward design transmission on the inside I've ever seen. If you get into a little bit of horsepower, it's fine. It's got a huge range. It's got the... I believe 15.5, the total ratio of 15.5.
Yeah, 15.5, exactly.
Short first and short reverse.
This guy knows what's up.
And it's got a direct for top gear.
Kevin, you fucking suck balls.
That should be bulletproof. I'm willing to bet you just got a broken
pin on
like
that. Goddamn.
And left it in the gear.
That's
so
exactly what I was thinking. Now, do you think I can take the plate off and change that out only?
Absolutely. You can take the whole thing off the top, and you're going to find something in the shift mechanism that's wrong. Or they have little pills that go in between the shift rails that will lock one while the other one's in. One of those might be errant. But, yeah, it's not
I would try to fix this.
Yeah.
Now that I know it's not an auto shift, I would try to fix this.
Now, can I do it while I'm still underneath it, or do I have to actually pull it up?
You'll take the floor out of the truck and take the little, the shift assembly off the top of the transmission, so the top cover will come off, and you're going to find the problem there somewhere.
Yes, sir. I think it's under three pins, it pushes the gears back into it when you change gears. I think it's more of that fill out.
Probably.
Yeah, you have what are called detents, and you have detents that are on springs that give the clip when it goes in the gears, and they have what's called a pill. Because between the shift rails, so when one is engaged, it doesn't allow the other one to move to prevent the thing from ever going into two gears. So you're going to find something in there that's got the thing locked when the shift rail's stuck.
There you go. All right, we've got to get to a break. We're going to come back with more.
Hang on, I want to talk about what I'm calling.
We're still here for a while, so keep dialing 888-876-2336. We'll be right back with more The Power Hour. I'm Kevin Rutherford.
An all-new channel is now on SiriusXM. special streaming on Netflix from
Chris Rock.
Eliza.
When I was starting off.
Between the size of the frog and the pitch of the mating call. The largest of all North American frogs is a bullfrog, Granicates biana. Its bass voice can be heard from ponds or streams ranging from Canada to the Quetzalcoatlus River at the Isthmus of Tehuantepec.
Yeah.
Back.
say hello. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.
Push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give your chest the ultimate workout. Place your hands on two chairs shoulder width apart and your feet on a bed or on a table. The reason for doing push-ups between two chairs is it will give your chest the ultimate stretch. Get into the upright push-up position and I will count out 30 push-ups. If you're a beginner, stop 10. If you're an intermediate, stop at 20. If you're an advanced, continue on to 30. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Stretch all the way down. 5, 6, 7. And concentrate on your chest. 10, 11, 12, 13. Out, up, down. Concentrate. 40, 4.
And don't forget about Merle. There's only one thing that I hate, 'cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. I like NASCAR racing. Richard Petty's still the king. Yeah, they call me a redneck, but you know that's a beautiful thing. There's only one thing that I hate, 'cause it's a bunch of crap. There's only one thing that I hate, 'cause it's a bunch of crap.
Get Master P and those other wrestlers over. Oh, wait.
Somebody once told me, when I was gonna roll, stop coming, and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules, and I hit the ground running. It didn't make sense. It's a fun when your brain gets smart. Head gets done when there's so much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong?
We are so funny, you guys. You need to hear our cover of All Star. It is so good. We are the funniest band, I swear.
If you don't glow.
Check it out, if I push this button, it does this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it does it. It's just kind of cool though, I don't know. What's this one do?
Pride and Prejudice, or First Impressions, by Jane Austen. Chapter 1. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a large fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighborhood, this truth so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennet," his lady said to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennet replied that he had not. "But it is, for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it." Mr. Bennet made no answer. "Do you not want to know who is taking it?" cried his wife impatiently. "You want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it." This was invitation enough. "Why, my dear, you must know. Mrs. Long says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England. That he came down on Monday in a chaise and four to see the place, and was so much delighted with it that he agreed with Mr. Morris immediately that he is to take possession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house the end of next week."
"What is his name?"
"Bingley." "Is he married or single?" "Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune, 4,000 or 5,000 a year. What a fine thing for our girls."
"How so? Can it affect them?"
"My dear Mr. Bennet," replied his wife, "how can you be so tiresome? You must know that I am thinking of his marrying one of them."
"Isn't that his design in settling here?"
"Design? Nonsense! How can you do? but it is very likely that he may fall in love with one of them, and therefore you must invite him to visit as soon as he comes. I see no occasion for that. You and the girls may go, or you may send them by themselves, which perhaps will be still better, for you are handsome as any of them. Mr. Bingley may like you the best of the party. Oh, my dear, you flatter me. I certainly have had my share of beauty, but I do not pretend to be anything extraordinary now. When a woman has 5 grown-up daughters, she ought to give over thinking of her own beauty. In such cases, a woman has not often much beauty to think of. But, my dear, you must go and see Mr. Bingley when he comes into the neighborhood. It is more than I engage for, I assure you. But consider your daughters. Only think what an establishment it would be for one of them. Thank you.
Алфавит.
What?
А, Б, В, Г, Д, Е, Ё,
Ё,
Ж,
Ж,
З,
З,
И,
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 К,
К,
Л, М,
М,
О,
Окей,
П,
П,
Р, С, T, U, F, H, C, Ч, Ш, Щ, твердый знак, И, мягкий знак,
What?
Э, Ю, Я.
The following is a presentation of the Cyrillic alphabet, Кириллица. It consists of letters, symbols, which, number one, resemble Latin letters and represent approximately the same sounds.
Мама.
Комета.
Кот.
Practice reading the following words.
Reading.
Атом.
Тема.
Какао.
Какао.
Том.
Мокка.
Мекка. Number two, resemble Latin letters but represent different sounds.
R
represents a trilled or flapped sound of letter R.
U,
a vowel, represents the long vowel sound of letters OO.
S
represents the sound of letter S.
V
represents the sound of letter V.
Касса.
Метро.
Трактор.
She just said tractor.
Кактус.
Москва.
Practice reading the following words.
Метр.
Мотор.
Квас.
Акт.
Аромат.
Курс.
Текст.
Арка.
Автор.
Сорт.
Масса.
Торт.
Аорта.
Космос.
Самовар.
Квота.
Маска.
Карта.
Театр.
Автомат.
N
represents the sound of letter N.
Нота.
Танк. Practice reading the following words.
Сенатор.
grateful for that. Such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven.
Don't do it, Rockefeller.
Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment.
You put it on. I got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear.
That feeling of like, okay, if this is what Fortnite does to people, it can't be a good thing. Like, if this is what happens because of Fortnite, then maybe Fortnite bad? Version of this song ever recorded, right?
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous, is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
Monster Energy pickup truck parked here, and there's just a lady standing in the back handing out cans.
Thank you.
I'm here. I'm going to go. Have yourself a good Friday. Not good Friday, but a good Friday.